Kemi Mattiusi is the owner and the creator of Kemi Designs, because obviously you're Kemi, right?
Yes.
It's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5, urging you to shop local Long Island. And over the holiday season, we were highlighting local places to find the perfect gifts. But we decided, why do we have to do that only on the holiday season? We should do that year-round, because we learned about so many great businesses that need your local support this time of year.
Kemi, what really interests me about you is, like, you're a craftsperson. Like, you are crafting these materials, right? This jewelry, correct?
Yes. I mean, I think that's why I love it so much, because it's like a physical thing that I actually do with my hands, which I feel like is a dying breed nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, that's the cool thing. Like, I mean, there's artistry in all these different things that people do, but the fact that you're actually crafting this jewelry, I think when we buy jewelry from a jewelry store, a lot of times we think of it like that, manufactured. But, you know, here we are, you're working the pieces.
It's so amazing to hear you say that, and I feel so appreciated, because there is a huge difference in quality from something handmade and something bought overseas, and it's a highly competitive industry, and to see the difference and feel the difference in something made by another human is just unreplaceable.
I was on your website, and I was looking at the jewelry, and like, when you look at the pieces, it's almost like a conversation starter. Like, you see it and you're like, oh, like, where is that from? Like, what does that mean?
Right, because it's unique. You don't see it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's exactly what I'm going for. You know, just something that inspires me, and I hope inspires other people, and they feel good when they wear it.
Can you also shoe a horse? Because you're kind of like a modern day blacksmith. can you?
I should try just to have that on my record and maybe hang it in my studio. I think it'd be a cool idea.
So you don't churn butter in the yard or anything like that. You're not like a hippie. You're just like making jewelry.
Another thing I love about this is how affordable it is. I'll be honest. For the fact that this is handmade, beautiful pieces of art that you create, I'm looking at it and I'm like, these are really affordable pieces. How do you stay so affordable?
That is music to my ears. I mean, I do a lot to keep my prices down, because I know how important it is for someone to want something really nice, but to be able to afford it.
Kemi, your inspiration. How did you get started? What said, I'm going to make some jewelry?
I got started, you know, a few years ago when I actually studied apparel design in college. With a clothing line, you know, you need investors and you need a factory and you can't do everything yourself. So then I just kind of fell into silversmithing and fell in love with it.
I love it. All right, you can visit her online at kemidesigns.com. That's KEMIdesigns.com. We do this thing called the speed round. It's really ridiculous questions. There's no right or wrong answer, okay?
Okay.
If you wear a pinky ring, were you most likely in the Godfather movies?
Right.
A lot of people call my dad the Godfather, and he looks like he should rock a pinky ring. So, yes.
Yeah.
What is your worst jewelry-making injury?
When I saw jewelry, it's this tiny little file, but it's razor thin. And when you cut through a piece of metal too fast and it goes into your finger, it is just, it's like a paper cut of your worst nightmare, because it's metal.
If you bite a gold-plated ring, will you break a tooth for real?
It's not really anything to do with the plating. It's what's underneath it, which if it's hard metal, then, yeah, you can break a tooth for sure. Mm.
Are layered necklaces here to stay, or is everybody just channeling a little Mr. T?
I think they're here to stay. I don't see the more necklaces, the better, in my opinion.
I saw on your website that after college, you lived in Australia for a bit. Do you think kangaroos should wear necklaces?
You stole my question.
They should wear rings. They should wear earrings. Absolutely.
Kemi, did you wrestle a croc, great white, or roo in Australia? And which would you prefer to fight if need be?
I have not. Maybe my husband, who's Australian, has. And he definitely would go head-to-head with the kangaroo. He loves it.
All right. Visit Kemi online at kemidesigns.com and make sure that you continue to shop local Long Island.